Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Martha Maupin had walked some 2,000 miles of the Oregon Trail when her family finally reached the last mountain. When she saw the sheer half-mile drop of Laurel Hill, she felt like turning around and walking right back to Missouri. "Let's get the ropes," her husband Garrett said. "We'll snub the wagon to the trees and work it down." Was he crazy? Martha wondered. Garrett scowled and said, "Stay out of the way." He locked the wheels, looped ropes around trees, and Martha's brothers chained the wagon to a log. The two oxen drew the vessel over the brink, scrambling while shouting men dug in their heels, holding the taut ropes. The air reeked of gouged soil and bruised branches as the cloth-topped wagon scraped, rattled, and screeched down the slope. Martha held her little girls, one in each hand, as she watched the wagon grow tiny in the depths of the precipitous drop. A cold thread shivered down her back. She was 6 months pregnant. In a new book titled A Place of Her Own, Martha's great-great-granddaughter describes Maupin's determination as she faces many more trials on Oregon's raw frontier. Today's episode of As It was written by Janet Fisher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.